We consider, evaluate, and postulate everything. Welcome to Capacity Cast with your hosts, Michael and Scott. Let's get started.
Talking about artificial sweeteners in the things that we love to eat and drink.
What brought this up?
Well, what brought this up is that I currently have on my desk a delicious bottle of Powerade Zero Sugar-Free Fruit Punch flavor.
It's very red.
It's really red. It definitely does not look like a natural, healthy drink. Yes, I'm a diabetic, so I'm a person who... The math works out a little differently for me. It's almost always better to do the zero calorie. Versus the natural thing. When you're doing work or when you're working out or whatever, the kinds of artificial sweeteners or sweeteners in what you eat and drink can make a big difference in how well you feel and maybe how productive you can be and so forth.
Yeah, I very occasionally have things with artificial sweeteners. Usually it is a pop, but you can tell the difference. It's not bad. Some of them are better than others. I try to avoid artificial sweeteners and things like high fructose corn syrup, so I don't really drink much pop.
Sure. Do you feel worse with a, you know...
I don't notice
a Coke or a Diet Coke.
I read a lot of things, so I try to avoid foods that I feel personally are not good in some way.
Sure.
Although I eat out all the time, which is a contrast to that.
That's a whole other thing. Well, okay, so when people debate artificial sweeteners, I think there are a few tiers of them. Mm-hmm. There's some kind of garbage tier ones, what I'll call the sugar-free gummy bear tier sweeteners.
Yes. That's maltol. Is that how it's pronounced?
I believe so.
That destroys me. I don't know if you've had that before.
It's not good. I've never gotten wiped out by that as badly as some people have, only because I've heard horror stories.
Yeah.
I read on Reddit, one of the top posts in the Best of Legal Advice subreddit is from a woman who left a bowl of sugar-free gummy bears on her desk. Her coworker was doing some work in there and absentmindedly ate the whole bowl. She went on to suffer, you know, all kinds of diarrhea and whatnot. Her coworker accused her of sabotaging her career deliberately and threatened to sue her, which is why she was on legal advice.
Yeah.
Obviously, legally, she was on
I feel like they both have a case.
I think normally...
Because I understand how it can destroy you.
Yeah, I'm sure she felt bad, and you do have to wonder who would think offering a large quantity of this is a...
I mean, eating someone else's gummy bears is rude, and eating an entire thing is even worse, but maybe she did put the sugar-free in there as a screw you.
It could be. It could be. Yeah. Like, why would you offer somebody terrible candy? You know, you have to ask
them. Yeah.
But anyway, that stuff is no good. But if you go higher up, then you start to get into, I think, the two biggest ones, which are most popular, which are aspartame and sucralose.
Which is Splenda a brand for one of those, or?
I think Splenda is sucralose.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's a pretty popular one. It sort of gives you a headache if you have a lot of it.
Okay. I don't really have any issues with aspartame as far as I can remember. Just drinking a pop or something like that.
I have no problem with it either. Aspartame is controversial because some people think that it's a carcinogen that gives you cancer because it's so popular. There have been a lot of studies and meta-studies suggesting that's not the case.
Okay.
And that even if there was a health risk, it would be slight enough that you would still greatly advantage by not having the equivalent amount of sugar.
Okay.
So if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But it still tastes strangely, and you know, there are some, I know there's some research showing that maybe just the presence of artificial sweeteners makes your body do strange things as if it's planning.
Yeah, so you actually gain more weight.
Yeah. Like, oh, here's the sweet taste, it's time to store this, mm-hmm. and things like that.
It's so hard to really judge what's true, what's not, because there's so many conflicting information out there. So I tend to try to avoid them as much as I can. In your case, it's a lot harder.
Yeah, I think obviously the best would be to avoid sweeteners in general and to just wean yourself off of that. You know, a lot of people are not, don't find themselves able to do that. Mm-hmm. So in that case, probably going for artificial is better too. It's preferable to sugar. What about stevia? Do you do anything with that?
I think I've had it before in a drink. It has a name similar to that. It's like a pop. I can't remember what the name of it offhand.
Yeah, it's
a few
things.
Very not enjoyable.
Zevia is what you're thinking of. Oh, you don't like that?
The flavor was, no.
Oh.
Maybe if you get used to it, which is a lot of the how it works is you get used to it.
Sure.
You do, but the time that I had it, I could not drink it.
They're not all made the same. I confess to being a big Zevia fan.
Okay.
I'm a fan of the company. I've tried every single flavor they've put out.
Yeah.
I kind of have a ranking of them in my head from best to worst, although that's very subjective.
Okay.
So I do like the Dr. Zevia. Mountain Zevia is good if you like kind of a Sprite flavor. It doesn't really taste like Mountain Dew. Their fruit flavors, strawberry, grape, orange are pretty good.
I think it was a cola.
Okay, that one's not. Yeah, if you're used to Pepsi or Coke, that one's not so good.
Yeah.
But they will, if you write to them, they will happily send you coupons.
So good to know.
So stevia is a lot of people like it because, you know, they say, oh, it comes from a plant, so it's artificial.
Oh.
Or it's natural versus artificial aspartame and sucralose and
these other sugar alcohols. Come from somewhere.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not really a big gain, but
marketing.
Yeah, but
yeah.
It does work for some people where they have issues with the other ones, and it's found in a lot of sweet products that have just cleaner ingredient labels in general.
Okay.
So if you're into natural stuff in general, probably going to find stevia more often than the other ones.
Do you have a personal preference of any of them?
You know, I like the stevia. I like the aspartame.
Mm-hmm.
The sucralose does give me a bit of a headache, but I'm just trying to wind down on them over time.
Yeah.
So I'm not afraid to, you know, drink a Diet Coke if that's what gets me a productive afternoon.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be doing it every day.
Actually, the diet caffeine-free Coke is pretty good.
Mm. Yes, it is. You're right.
And then also the Mountain Dew, Diet Mountain Dew. I think that one's all right.
I've had some Diet Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
I don't feel well if I drink too much of it.
Oh, okay.
But I will drink it, especially when I'm driving. Yeah.
And then Coke Zero, I think, was all right.
And it's going to be reformulated, so.
Oh, well.
Yeah, we'll find out what that tastes like. And
we'll see.
So, in conclusion, are we excited about artificial sweeteners? Not really.
Nope.
And
but sometimes it's a necessity. So
yes, just choose the best ones if you have to choose them at all.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Capacity Cast. You can hear more episodes at capacitycast.com.